You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with University of Melbourne's Associate Professor Michelle Evans, and we're talking about the recently launched Dylan Dower Centre for Indigenous Business Leadership. Welcome to NITV Radio, Professor Evans.
Thanks, Bertram. It's lovely to be with you today.
Now, Dylan Dower Centre, first of its kind in Australia, is more than just a home for education and research.
The Dylan Dower Centre for Indigenous Business Leadership is a partnership between the University of Melbourne's Faculty of Business and Economics and the Melbourne Business School. And what we're going to be doing, it's an Indigenous-led centre with an Indigenous advisory group doing strategic guidance for the centre, which has three main work streams. One's around research for the Indigenous business and leadership sectors. One's around teaching programs, so that's where our Murra Indigenous Business Masterclass program and our new grad certificate in Indigenous business leadership will be sitting in the program section. And our new engagement work, which builds upon some of the work that I've done in the past, taking and democratising business education out into regional parts of Australia, but also via online, because that's incredibly important, especially in the global pandemic, to pivot to online and get resources and lessons and events out for people wherever they are.
This centre is coming, as you said, at a very crucial time when we are in the middle of a pandemic, restrictions and all that happening. On the education side, how are things going?
Oh, look, it's tough. It's tough for all sides of the educational kind of equation, for teaching staff, teaching online, for students who are having to study online, and moments when, you know, university campuses are at the point of inviting people back on campus and then lockdown happens again. I mean, it's just a very disruptive time. But it does really put educators in a position of having to develop really great flipped classrooms where it is about how you connect with students online. It's not just about a big, you know, lecture and people are just listening, because the disengagement factor, if you're not in a classroom, if you're not in a lecture theatre, is just even more so, because we're in our homes and we're distracted. We've got 100 million other things that are going on, family, all sorts of different pieces, dogs, for instance, that want to walk. So how do you make it more a part of life? And I think it's an incredibly exciting opportunity to think about what sort of way do people want to be engaging online? How do they want to use it? How are we going to build the Indigenous business sector through educational initiatives that really reach and meet what people need right now?
From education, of course, the next step is in entrepreneurship and jobs creation and all that. Is this centre working exclusively with university, or you're partnering with industry as well and community organisations?
It's a great question. And in all of our three different streams, there are multiple partners or program sponsors, or for our research, Indigenous business data custodians that have been working with us to build a kind of national data project for the Indigenous business sector. We are very delighted to have two centre partners, being Indigenous Business Australia and the Mindaroo Foundation's Generation One. And they'll be supporting us across all of the work streams. But we have, you know, diverse partners such as, you know, the Australian Bureau of Statistics and National Indigenous Australians Agency. We've got corporations like Fortescue Metals Group and Crown Resorts. And we've got industry advocacy bodies like Procurement Australasia and data custodians like Supply Nation and the Office of the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations. And in our programs, First Australian's Capital supports Murra, as does BP and Global Forwarding. There's so many different ways, Bertram, that people can get involved in what really excites them and ignites their mission, a way for us to collectively work together. And I think that's the big piece I really want people to hear about Dilindua, which actually is a Wurrung phrase, which means eternal flow. So we're really kind of charging ourselves with that responsibility to work in a way that is bringing things together, creating a convergence of these different streams, bringing them into a centre, and meeting with other people who are also collectively involved in building the Indigenous business centre sector. And I think that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to working with all of our partners and sponsors, and hopefully attracting more and more people to be involved in what ways make sense for them.
So you'll have to engage with business owners, teachers, entrepreneurs, corporate organisations.
Bertram, because we are in this global pandemic with the importance of online right now, we have such a great opportunity to begin by working with our international partners. So working with our partners at Carleton University in Canada and Massey University in Aotearoa, bringing Indigenous business professors from America and Canada and New Zealand into the teaching and research and engagement programs of Dilindua. That is a big piece, and I'm hoping over time being able to build international cohorts for our programs, because the knowledge and experience exchange possible when you've got a classroom, especially if it's online, to be able to connect and network with entrepreneurs in, you know, Canada, you know, some people in, you know, across America, and say, you know, from Phoenix to Saskatchewan to Wellington and Broome. Can you imagine what could come out of that? And that's the idea of convening really powerful spaces, and that we're setting ourselves that work to do.
Yeah. Who are the key elders who have you called upon this time around?
It's so important to just have that support from elders, most certainly. And I have been speaking to cultural advisors that I had when I was leading the Willen Centre at the Victorian College of the Arts, like Uncle Ron Murray and Uncle Kutcher Edwards, and they're as personal kind of cultural mentors to me. But also we're working with the Wurundjeri Land Council, and we're delighted to have Arnie Di Kerr as a Wurundjeri elder sit on the Indigenous Advisory Group for Dilindua. But we've also got great Indigenous business leaders like Crystal Kinsella, who's one of our Murra alumni, an incredible entrepreneur in herself, and Dr. Blaise Quine Molina, who is based over in Perth and is a fantastic business owner. He owns multiple businesses and kind of just brings a really sharp way of thinking to the table. We've also got a corporate sector representatives like Dr. Jennifer Beer, who is an Indigenous corporate person who works for the NBN in their regional education part, and she's also a Murra alumni. And we've got Natalie Walker, who was the founder of what is now Supply Nation, in her role as CEO of Inside Policy. Again, another incredible thinker and incredible Indigenous business owner in our sector. And they're met with two of our centre partner representatives, Shelley Cable, who was a Murra alumni also, but the CEO of Generation One, and Stella DeCoste from Indigenous Business Australia. All of the Indigenous sector and business sector organisations and agencies are just that. I see them working together, I see all of these organizations growing and changing and adapting and getting better at what they're doing as the Indigenous sector, business sector itself grows. I mean, we've all, you know, in this together, and I think that's a great place to start and to continue to work together and allow for that change and adaptation, but also, you know, holding people to account and having really critical conversations about how things are changing and what we're going to do to respond. I mean, this is what we should be doing, Bertram.
Before I let you go, what's the key message put out to the community?
The key message is that Dylan Dua, the Centre for Indigenous Business Leadership, is about contributing to an economically powerful Indigenous Australia. And I think that is something that we can all get behind as Australians.
Professor Michelle Evans, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.